This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Olin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Olin.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
You know, we've heard a lot of those type of news conference, Olin, unfortunately, over the years, where you go in and, you know, I think Biggs said they were 35-point underdogs going into that. It's hard to win the news conference when you have no
news. Was
that
Fortin ball? Was that Fortin ball game?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you guys are exactly right. There wasn't they couldn't have won that press conference, but they didn't have to lose by that much, right? And they had to. You thought they would come out and give you the reasons why they were keeping Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace, and they gave you culture and collaboration. Now, if you talk about their culture, we just watched two of their wide receivers punch the same guy in the face, and then, you know, the Green Bay game after the bye week, Coach Dungy talks about their effort, and that's a direct reflection on culture. And their starting quarterback questioned their culture after the season. So I guess if everybody gets along, nothing else matters to the Bears up there. And it's just the reasons they gave you for why they kept the two guys in charge of their football operation didn't make a lot of sense. You wanted to know how they were going to fix the offense that has progressively got worse since Coach Nagy has arrived in the building. You want to know how they're going to fix the defense that has got worse since Fangio walked out of the building. So since just by stats, guys, Coach Nagy, since he's arrived, the Chicago Bears have only gotten worse. And you want to hear them talk about that and tell you that they think Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy are improving at their job, and that's why they're keeping them. Instead, they went the route of culture and collaboration, and it didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I wanted to hear football solutions, Olin, and I think we heard a lot of feel-good mumbo-jumbo, and I wonder, you know, it's not college. It's not the University of Washington where you're an alum and you can go back and you talk to, you know, a booster, an athletic director, and, hey, can you get me on, talk to the coach or whatever. But former players, former people who care about the Chicago Bears, do they have any connection with the current regime, ownership, George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, in a way that they can – get through to them and let them understand how bad the situation is, how bad they looked, how much they need are in dire need of an intervention here, because I don't think that the Bears realize how bad it is, and I don't think they know what they don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, we've come a long way away from it. I know it's extreme, but Vince Lombardi once said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Ted Phillips seems to disagree with Vince Lombardi on that statement, right? So we've come a long way from that. You know, I know it's a pandemic year, and they have done, and the whole NFL has done a great job of, you know, getting through the season. Again, it's been a different year for players, for any, it's something none of us have ever watched. And we don't disagree with the fact that they've done a good job up there getting through the season. It's just that the football side, like we talked about, has gotten worse. And you didn't get a lot of answers from them yesterday about what answers they got, what questions they asked. What questions did Ted Phillips, George McCaskey, whoever else they have in that room, what questions did they ask of the football people of how they're going to fix the football side? Because if you just take a look at their roster, you take a look at where they are against the salary cap, and you don't see them getting a lot better next year or bringing a lot of people who can fix it. Everybody says, well, We know we have to fix a quarterback's position. Well, that's easy to say. I can say that any time of the week that you got to fix a quarterback position, and most teams have to. But how are you going to get better? Why is Eddie Jackson getting worse? That's a question you got to ask them. Why haven't you fixed the O-line? It's been a problem now for 3 years since you arrived. You fired three coaches. You brought in three other coaches. That didn't work. What is your plan to get this offense to actually score points against a top 15 defense, which I think they're averaging under 18 points a game since week 14 of 2018. Guys, that's terrible for if you hired a guy who is an offensive coordinator who came here to fix the offense. You need those answers. And as far as them talking to former players, I can't answer that. I don't know if they do or if they don't. None of us really – look, we can't even get the length of Ryan Pace's contract. How are we going to get who's in the room talking to people about whether – you should keep your general manager and head coach?
I got to tell you, that little detail, the length of his contract, I don't really care about the length of his contract. It doesn't matter to me one way or another. I don't think it's a question of whether you keep a general manager over the length of the contract. Maybe if it's 10 years, maybe you have to think about it. But the fact that they obfuscated that made it a big deal. Like, why not just say, oh yeah, Ryan's got another, you know, Ryan's under contract for another year, don't worry about it. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand why you couldn't say that. And I think that raised a lot of people's suspicion radar about what's going on with Ryan Pace. It's a weird thing to wonder, and it's a weirder answer.
It is a weird thing to wonder. You wonder if they gave him a percentage of the franchise, and they didn't want to tell you that, you know, like he's an owner now.
Exactly.
So he'll be here for the rest of his life and yours. So get used to him. So, you know, those things I can't answer for you. When they were speaking yesterday, it just didn't seem like you would hope you'd prepare. I mean, look, they run people through mock press conferences all the time. They should have ran themselves through a mock press conference before they came out yesterday.
So what is the answer here then, Olin? I mean, and how much confidence do you have that the Bears are close to getting better? It's all about improvement, and they have maybe presented this season as, you know, a win or else, but I don't know that they really understand what that is, because this season was acceptable. Ted Phillips was called extraordinary. It just seems like a bizarro football world up there at Hallis Hall where nobody can really – you know, get through and have the Bears kind of recognize what reality looks like.
Hey, man, Ted is extraordinary. He's been there since 1983. That is extraordinary. He's been running that building since 1999, and he still stays in charge. So you got to give him credit for that. The answer is, their answer only can be, David, that they think that Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace are learning on the job. Two young guys. Look, Coach Nagy came here. He didn't have a lot of – he never was an offensive coordinator, right? Because Andy Reid ran that room until he gave him play calling duties, I think for the last 6 or 8 weeks of the season. So Coach Nagy didn't have a lot of experience being a leader of an offense, much less a head coach. So they must be thinking he's learning on a job, that he is getting better, that Ryan Pace has learned from the first round picks that he took, all the trades he did, and the team is getting worse. He must have learned from Kevin White. He must have learned from Leonard Floyd. He must have learned from Mitch Trubisky. That can be their only hope, that these two young guys, I think they're both in their early 40s, they're getting better at their job. And that can be the only thing that these Chicago Bears are thinking. The thing you worry about with this brass is, do they know exactly what questions to ask these guys to get the answers that you want? Do they know what they're looking at when they do ask the question? I know they say that George calls other owners, and that just doesn't even make sense to me. What would they know about the Chicago Bears' problems? We all know how hard it is to run an organization. They're worried about running their own organization. They don't know about the exact problems you have in your building and what's going on. They don't know why players are getting worse. They don't know what your strength and conditioning program is. They don't know what kind of nutrition you're providing to the players. They don't know anything about your scheme. They can't even pretend to know the problems that you're having with your football team. So to me, that's just absolute nonsense.
Yeah, and I think that there are so many issues with this football team that aren't that aren't obvious in terms of their solution. There are a lot of things. And Olin, you have put your finger on it a long time ago. The problem is they can't score. The problem is they can't score touchdowns. And they they kind of avoid that. The idea that you can actually stand at a news conference and say, you know, okay, we didn't get the quarterback right and we don't win, but my God, our culture is beautiful. It's just corporate doublespeak. It's nonsense.
It really is, and that's what you were watching yesterday. And I think that they didn't have answers, but they came out and instead of just admitting, like, we have to fix the offense, we have to look for why we're not scoring points. We don't know why, because how many times do we have Coach Nagy just basically talk about the run game, right? I have to fix the run game. It was after the Oakland game last year, the bye week, he's talking about we got to fix the run game. It doesn't get fixed, right? They have to fix the offensive line. They said last year at the end of the year press conference, the offensive line was broken, and that was real. So they went, they fired the offensive line coach, hired Juan Castillo, and didn't bring in any offensive linemen. So they didn't think it was a talent problem, but they were wrong there too. And if you're the, you know, the head of the Bears organization, the fact that they've been trying to fix this offense and this run game and scoring points for years, now for 3 years now, for about 2.5 years, and they haven't, that's got to worry you. Do they know how to fix their problems? And these are the things you want to hear them talk about yesterday, but they didn't. And you know, it's just, it's frustrating when you listen to them say, okay, you've heard so much about the run game from Coach Nagy at press conferences this year and last year, and then on game day, they trot out Jimmy Graham, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Ryan Nall. I think you're lying to me.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. You know, I realize that.
It has to be fixed from top to bottom. You can't just keep changing the same positions and asking what's wrong. Hopefully they figure it out. I've got an idea where it starts. It's not my place to say. That was 2009, Olin. Those are your words. Not much has changed in 12 years, 11 years, whatever it has been. But that is the same issue now. That is the same answer that applies. That's remarkable.
Right, and when I was in the building then in 2009, you realize who's the ones making the decisions. And, you know, I tweeted out yesterday, and we talk about when you talk about football guys, and everybody uses that, they need a football guy, and people get confused. Well, what is a football guy? Well, a football guy can turn a football film on and tell you what's wrong with his team and tell you whether it's the scheme or the player. And then if it's the player, you have to go do research and say, okay, why is this player playing bad? Is he not relating to his coach? Is he not doing the workouts? Are the workouts not good for him? You know, has his box jump gone down, which means he's not as explosive? So there's all this information that you have to collect if you are the person interviewing these football guys now. And the football guys, if you don't understand football, they give you answers like, oh, my right tackle or my left tackle is playing well. Or my, you know, Eddie Jackson really is playing well. How do you know he's not lying to you, right? And it's human nature to save your job. So if George McCaskey and Ted Phillips are peppering Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace with questions, and they give them answers, how do they know whether they're right or not if there's not another football guy in the room to ask questions and keep going back at them to make sure that these problems are actually getting fixed? Why is Eddie Jackson playing bad? Why is it the scheme? You know, I have to look at the film. Okay, he doesn't look as fast. You know, has his body fat gone up? Has his body fat gone down? What is his workouts like? What does he still run his 40 in? These are all questions that you should be asking people after you've paid a guy as much money as you've paid Eddie Jackson. We want to get the production out of him, so we got to keep him playing at a super high level. And he's just one example that you're talking about. There's examples for the whole team, right? Why is Khalil Mack's shoulder hurt? I got to talk to the trainers now. I got to get down. I got to figure out why couldn't we fix that through the whole season? Since yesterday, Ryan Pace said that we appreciate Khalil Mack fighting through the shoulder injury, and that was real. Well, why was it real for so long? Why was it real for 16 weeks? Those are questions you got to get answers to. And if you don't, you're like a dog chasing his tail. You're just running circles over and over again, like the Bears have been for the last 10 years.
Great stuff, Olin. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
appreciate
Olin.
It, guys.
Good stuff.
Always a great time talking to Olin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.